scenario. A lot of times you'll look at these games and Wisconsin is down by three. You'd think, well, we don't have any timeouts. There's not going to be any of this, and we're not going to let them in. You have, from Illinois' standpoint, you're going to bow up. You're going to go try to make a play. Wisconsin, it would be the worst thing if you end up scoring on second down here, but you're going to take it however you can get it, whenever you can get it, to take this lead.
Nowakowski, Poling, and DK out to the right, locking the shotgun. Allen to his left. First and goal at the five. Nowakowski in motion to the left, hand off. Braylon Allen gets hit, spins off one man, and leans forward to the one. Second and goal, Wisconsin. Clock running. 55
time.
Seconds to play. Nice and easy.
Yeah.
Take your time. 50 on the game clock, 31 on the play clock. Second and goal, Wisconsin at the one. Illinois 21, Wisconsin 18. Badgers trying to grab the lead in the final minute. 40 seconds clock running. Nowakowski wing left, Rucci wing right. Allen right behind Lock on second and goal. Snap the Lock, hand off Allen, and he gets covered up behind the line of scrimmage. Ezekiel Holmes comes crashing down. Timeout taken by Wisconsin. 27 seconds to play. It's third and goal, Wisconsin, at the three.
Illinois just brought everybody. They left one-on-one coverage on the outside and brought everybody down, and that was just a predictable deal where Braylon couldn't get started. You use your timeout, you got, now you're third and three. You got two cracks at that to win this football game. Whew, this is fun.
What if you don't get in? Do you kick or do you go for
man.
The gusto? Is it four downs?
It's a great question. I think if it's fourth and one, you're going for it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's fourth and three, you probably take the field goal. But I don't think that's what's on the mindset of Phil Longo right now. And right now you look at, you got your plays, and then you got your, when it's money time, this is what I'm running. I would think you'd want, especially what Illinois just did right there, I would love to see Braden Locke get outside of the pocket here, put a lot of pressure on this defense to see if they have everything covered when you get Braden out on outside the edge.
It's third and goal, Wisconsin at the three. They add some time on the clock, 31 seconds to play. 21-18 the Illini. The Badgers have just burned their first timeout, so Fickell still has two available.
Oh, is this fun? This is what it's about.
Yeah.
And Braylon, 29 carries, a buck 45. You could just see he has elevated his game again. He's been good all day, but his second half, especially in this fourth quarter, has been absolutely fantastic.
Watt brings him back out onto the field. Third and goal, Wisconsin at the three. 21-18, Illinois leading. 31 seconds remaining in the game. DK wide left. Badgers overload, heavy on the right. Snap the Lock, looking to throw. Got a man wide open, left side, caught! Touchdown, Wisconsin! Little tackle eligible action as the Badgers take the lead with 27 seconds to play. It was Nolan Rucci, Hayden's little brother, who is a big man on campus right now. Woo! 24-21, Wisconsin. They've had this in the bag for a little while, and they take it out of the bag in the final half minute. 3-point lead for Wisconsin. Nathaniel Vakos on for the extra point. Snap, spot, kick is in the air, and it is good. 27 seconds to play. Wisconsin 25, Illinois 21.
So you see this, we knew that this was in the hopper, but he has to make sure he reports. He's got a different number on, and he just snuck out, sold it beautifully. Not the easiest catch. What a great route. Great. You dial up your play. You have those little gimmick plays in, and you dialed it up at the perfect time to get this thing done.
Patrick, go ahead.
He normally wears number 66. He changed to number 93 because they wanted to disguise it so Illinois did not understand who was in. A brilliant play call, brilliant scheme there. One note, that is something to keep track of here. Wisconsin has never, I don't believe in jinxes, has never won a Big Ten game in regulation when trailing by 14 in the fourth quarter. We might be on the verge of something historic here. What a story for Braden Locke.
Yeah. Gavin Lahm set to kick off. The kick is in the air. Kanari Wiltshire will let it sail into the end zone. And Illinois down four and out of timeouts. 27 seconds to play. Nolan Rucci, redshirt sophomore out of Lititz, Pennsylvania. You know about Hayden Rucci, their father Todd, longtime NFLer, good buddies, teammates with Drew Bledsoe, played his college ball at Penn State. The Rucci family has a lot to feel good about right now.
Oh, it is so fun. I always love seeing a big guy touchdown, but in that circumstance, Patrick mentioned it, the number change and all the things that went into it. To dial it up at that time, to trust Rucci to catch the football. Right. Oh, baby.
Not done yet for the 25 of Illinois. First down, Altmaier back to throw. Looking, throws left side. Washington the catch. He'll ladder it left side. Across the 40, 45-yard line. Caden Hagen out of the 48-yard line. 20 seconds left. First down, Illinois.
Don't love that.
Nope.
Little hook and ladder. You have to make sure you're dialed up. You got to be chasing to the football, understanding they're going to do everything they can here to try to make a play.
Three receivers right, one on the left from the Illinois 48-yard line. First and 10. Snap to Altmaier. Badgers rushing three. Altmaier steps up. Clutch left. Throws left. It's batted in the air. Incomplete. And on the field right now in the linebacking core is Christian Allegro, a freshman, somebody they really like, and now in there at crunch time, 13 seconds left. It's second and 10, Illinois, at its own 48.
If you're Illinois, you have to wonder, you have the wind into you. Can he get it to the end zone on a Hail Mary? You wonder where their head's at if they're going to try to get 10 here quick.
And a timeout taken by Luke Fickle. 13 seconds to play, 25-21, Wisconsin.
Whew.
What a game.
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you what, this second half certainly has been a lot more fun from up here than the first half.
Boy, no kidding. And remember, in the second half, it was still 20. It was 21-7. Wisconsin was able to chip
field
away.
Goal. Yep. And again, you wanted to go down and get a touchdown. Illinois, I really feel like there are a couple of key plays in this game. Chung Mehta getting us off the field. And when it was 21-10, there are some critical plays that went against the Wisconsin Badgers, but they just continued to hang in and have now given themselves a great opportunity to walk out of here, finding a way to get a W.
All right, 13 seconds to play. First and 10, Illinois at its own, make that second and 10, Illinois at its own 48. 25-21, Wisconsin. Three receivers left, one on the right. Altmaier to throw. Three-man rush, left side pass. That's caught into Wisconsin territory. That's the tight end, Griffin Moore. 8 seconds left for Kareen over there. They'll mark at the 44 of Wisconsin. And it's third down and two for Illinois.
Yeah, and I think that was dialed up to get it where he can get the ball into the end zone on a Hail Mary.
Wind still has a lot of kick to it right now. Third down and two at the Wisconsin 44. 8 seconds left. 4-point lead, Wisconsin. Two receivers left, one on the right. Altmaier back to throw. Badgers bringing some pressure. The pass is knocked away and short of Isaiah Williams. 5 seconds left. Fourth and two, Illinois at the Wisconsin 44-yard line.
That Wisconsin brought a little pressure there. Said, we're not going to let you just sit back. And Illinois tried to grab another 4 to 5 yards on a quick out, not able to do it. Now you'd think they have to go for the Hail Mary.
5 seconds remaining, 25-21 Wisconsin. Fourth and two Illinois at the Wisconsin 44.
Timeout.
And another timeout, final one taken by Luke Fickle.
Yeah, so when you're playing three deep, which is what Wisconsin is doing, they got basically their three guys, their safeties, back around the 5 yard line and back up to the end zone. I've seen some plays where you do that and then you just throw something across the middle with your best player and let him try to make a play and have wings coming off the side trying to do it. So it's you think, boy, we're in a great spot. There's still so many different things you have to make sure you have practiced up and dialed up to get out of here. It just continues to show how difficult it is to win Big Ten road football games.
Badgers one play away here from getting one on the road. Still work to be done. Fourth and two, Illinois at the 44 of Wisconsin. You got Waller, Latu, and Zachman all standing near the goal line. Three receivers left, one on the right. Here we go. Altmaier back to throw. Under some pressure. Winds it up under pressure. Down he goes. And the Badgers will win it. The Wisconsin Badgers rally from 14 down and knock off Illinois 25-21. What a game here in Champaign this afternoon. Is right. How about Braden Locke? How about at crunch time, this Wisconsin defense? I don't know who had Nolan Rucci for the game-winning touchdown catch, but if you had him, you win. Unbelievable, 25-21. Yeah, what a fun day.
This is what you're always looking for, ways to galvanize your football team and how you handle adversity. Luke Fickell's been asking that question. At first loss last week and you're down, it would have been real easy. But your group showed a lot today. This is one of those games you build off of, and you're going to need it. What a great, gutty, gritty, tough, find-a-way-to-win game for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Final score, Wisconsin 25, Illinois 21. We're back with the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP4 dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Hey Badger fans, Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the children's hospital.
Thank you, and go Badgers!
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This could be the start of a break-in.
Stop, this is Simply Safe.
Or the end of one.
Police are on their way.
Introducing the latest innovation in home security. 24/7 live guard protection, only from Simply Safe. Now, agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Goodbye, American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Welcome to the Badger Postgame Show.
Well, the Badgers on a couple of occasions were down 14 points today. It was looking bleak and then bleaker until it got a lot better. Braden Lock, two touchdown passes, the first to Will Pauling, the second, wait for it, to Nolan Rucci.
Big six, baby.
Yes, sir, a little tackle eligible. Nolan appearing in his second game this season, and Hayden's little brother gets a game-winning touchdown catch. 25-21, Wisconsin wins here at Illinois.
Yeah, you always dial up these plays, and you have them ready, and you know, sometimes it's mop-up time, sometimes it's critical, and what a resilient, just hard-fought, tough win, and it takes everybody. You'll hear Coach say that all the time, and today it was Nolan Rucci that stepped up and made a play. Braden Locke, just a – you're always looking for these galvanizing moments, and we saw it today here in Champaign.
Mentioned Locke's day, 21 of 41, 240 yards, Braylon Allen – he was running. He was a battering ram at times in this game. 29 carries, 145 yards, and one touchdown. Boy, a play that was really critical on that last drive. When they needed 10, he got him 11. He was diving for that marker and got a yard beyond it. I mean, we've talked a lot this season here in recent weeks, especially about him running angry. He was a little angry in this game today.
I just thought he was fantastic all day, even when times were tough. You know, he had so many key plays, blocking, picking up blitzes. And that play, you said, third and 10. And I was wondering, boy, you always want to give your best player the football when the money's on the line. And you'd think, well, third and 10, you have to throw it twice. You ran it. And Braylon was able to keep his feet. That was a play where he was tripped up at about, he was going to pick up five or six. But he was able to recollect himself. And then, as you mentioned, dove, picked up 11. And then the beautiful throw by lockdown to Skylar Bell. There was just so much. It took everybody executing and finding a way to do it, and then the thick six to finish it was just a thing of beauty, and a fun afternoon of Big Ten football.
It was, as the Badgers will have the happy flight home, 25-21, a win against Illinois. We'll take a break. Our post-game show continues, presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this season at the Kohl Center. Get your single-game tickets today to be there when the Badgers take the court this November. Don't wait. Lock in your spot today. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
Yeah, there's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We continue with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show as the Badgers rally from 14 down to defeat Illinois 25-21. The Badgers were down three, needed a drive late, had a first and goal at the five. Braylon Allen got them to the one, lost two on the next play, and then on third and goal, here's what happened. 31 seconds remaining in the game. DK wide left. Badgers overload, heavy on the right. Snap the lock, looking to throw. Got a man wide open, left side, caught! Touchdown, Wisconsin! Little tackle eligible action as the Badgers take the lead with 27 seconds to play. Nolan Rucci, Hayden's little brother, who is a big man on campus right now.
As we all predicted, get big boy to just leak out to the left side, Tausch.
Oh, man.
And make a play.
That's what every lineman hopes, that you get that opportunity. And, again, usually it's a little earlier in the game and you don't put it on a tackle to catch the football when the money is on the line. But they had this thing dialed up, executed it, give the equipment staff credit to make sure the jerseys are right again. We say it takes everybody. And Rucci just leaked out. Longo dials it up, delivered it, and Rucci hauled it in. And it's something I get chills thinking about it, because it's something that this young man will never forget. And it's a winning football play at the end of a game. What a deal for everybody involved, and especially all of us old O-linemen. We will celebrate with you, Nolan Rucci.
I know you can't wait for Wednesday night to go tell this defensive lineman football coach about the soft hands of an offensive
tackle. I noticed
tackle.
They didn't put a – they could have easily put a defensive lineman out there, but they didn't, Ed. Just – fun when you have those things drawn up and you can execute it, and really just fun when you know this is why you do this. This is why coaches coach and why players is to have moments like this. This is one of those games that every person on this trip will never forget, because it was so hard fought and resilient. It's just this is the epitome of why football is the greatest sport.
Yeah, no doubt. Time for today's Red Zone recap from Case IH. While our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH has you covered. Our equipment is designed to help you tackle every field challenge and take your success all the way to the end zone. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. 3 for 4 were the Badgers in the red zone today. And, of course, the big one, the touchdown to Nolan Rucci in the final half
minute. It's just fun to say.
He appeared in the Georgia Southern game this year, and he appeared at crunch time. And how about that? I mean, you're trusting your offensive lineman to make the play, and then that last defensive series, you got a freshman linebacker, mm-hmm. Christian Allegro, out there, someone they really like. He's a freshman. We're seeing a lot of guys grow, including that redshirt freshman quarterback who he went all mocks when it mattered most today.
And we're sitting up here, and it's like, all right, young man, first start. You know, you've hung in there. You've done a lot of good things on the day. You got to go take him 80 to go win this football game. And, man, I think he made his best throw of the day when it was needed. And that's the stuff your teammates see it. They buy in. But that throw to Skylar Bell to set up the throw to Nolan Rucci, I don't know if you'll see a better thrown football than what he did on that throw to Skylar Bell.
14 plays, 83 yards, 2 minutes, 57 seconds. That was that final scoring drive presented by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers for the win. An 18-point fourth quarter for the Badgers here today in Champaign. The Case IH Red Zone Recap brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealers. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. 25-21, Wisconsin defeats Illinois. Our postgame report brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. We'll continue in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, show me the money, to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, show me the money. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/Badgers. On Wisconsin.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
You're listening to Wisconsin Football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
Oh, right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
And
we continue with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show as the Badgers rally with an 18-point fourth quarter to take down Illinois. 25-21. Meanwhile, in Iowa City, the Minnesota Golden Gophers, on the strength of four field goals, defeat Iowa 12-10. So the Wisconsin Badgers are back into first place.
Oh, interesting.
In the Big Ten West. Yeah, they got Ohio State coming in next week. We'll see how that unfolds. But there's going to be a little bit more excitement for it now, right? Take a swing.
Yeah, no question. I think that's always, you know, as a Wisconsin guy, you always know Ohio State, Michigan. Those are the big dogs when it comes to the Big Ten. But today, I was nervous coming into the game, and I think you were, you know, we felt really good last week. So I think we're going to be nervous the rest of the season, making sure we don't feel too good about where we're at. But this is just one of those games, and, you know, season have tipping points. This game could have easily tipped the other way. It felt like it was on the verge of doing that. And for our crew to continue to fight and scrap and not give in, it's a testament to what this program is building. And I just keep coming back to what Luke Fickell said when he took the job and what he's been continuing to say to everybody that will listen. It's not about what you're doing in September, October. It's about what you're doing when it gets to be November. And today, this team, especially in the second half, took monster steps forward.
Other games in the Big Ten, Ohio State defeated Penn State 20-12. Rutgers continues to play well, winning down at Indiana 31-14. And it was Nebraska 17, Northwestern 9. Michigan and Michigan State about set to get underway in East Lansing. 25-21, the Badgers defeat the Illini, and we'll take another break. We'll have more of our local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We continue back in Champaign with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show. A fourth quarter rally for Luke Fickell's Badgers as Wisconsin defeats Illinois today 25-21. Speaking of the head coach, Mike Heller caught up with him a couple of minutes ago.
I had a whole set of questions already lined up early in the fourth quarter, but everything changes. So let's play the back end of it. They go up late in the third, 21-7. You have to find a way. You made a decision at halftime to take the wind in the fourth quarter, and it played a role.
It did. You know, we had a game like this last year at SMU, actually playing against Tanner, and we did not have the win in the fourth quarter, and they made a comeback, and we stopped a two-point conversion to win the game. And that kind of stuck in my head as we came in at halftime, and I just said, guys, defense, I'm going to put it on your shoulders a little bit. You're going to have to stop them. We're going to have to kick into the win, and we need to play to have this win in the fourth quarter.
There were key plays late in the fourth quarter. After they had the roughing and the targeting, you pick up a first down on a throw to Braylon Allen for 12 yards on a third and six, and then later the touchdown throw and the adjustment made by Will Pauling are both spectacular.
We said before the game is about making plays, and you got to make the plays that come your way. First half, we didn't do that. You know, we dropped some balls. I think, you know, we missed some tackles, and that's where I was just kind of biting my lip. I'm like, well, I don't know what else to say. You know, we got to make the plays that come our way. And in the second half, you could look at Will Pauling. He's got a chance to make a huge play, and he does. And Braylon's got a chance to make a huge play, and he does. And Braden Locke, I mean, he just continued to keep have poise to give us a chance to make plays.
Luke, one question about them before I get back to how it finishes. Altmyer made you guys miss in some key moments, but your defense kept getting up off the deck even after there were some critical misses.
Yeah, we know we've got to tackle a lot better, and I don't know how many yards he had, but he had a lot. And in those key situations where they flipped the field and made it really difficult on us for that last drive, that, you know, you got third and eight, and you got two or three situations where you got him on third down, and he outruns us. He makes us miss, and I mean, got to give him a lot of credit. He played pretty well.
You have a redshirt freshman starting his first collegiate game, and you're down 21-10 in the fourth quarter. Take me through his final drive, because, I mean, it's all, everything hangs in a balance. And the throw he made up the sideline to Bell is just fantastic.
It is. I mean, I don't know what you can say about it. I mean, he you know, I was worried, to be honest with you, going in, just not knowing. But I saw some things last week that when he went in there, obviously it was a rough go, but he didn't, you know, he didn't look like he was out of place. He didn't look like he was in panic mode. He maybe didn't make the best decisions in some things, but he's an incredibly mature kid that has a lot of confidence. And I think that I really think he took what happened and what he opportunities he had last week, and I think he really grew from it.
Let me ask you two specific questions about the final drive. The third and 10 run from Braylon Allen is a critical moment in that. You're going to go four downs, but the picking up 11 on that was fantastic.
You got a horse, you got to ride him sometimes. Yep. And we knew we were going to have to do that coming in today. We knew it a little bit more when we saw the weather, and as things started to get even, you know, worse. It just, you know, you got to get it to the fourth quarter, and you got to get in a position where you can get it in your horse's hands, and that's as big a play as there is in a game.
After the Bell catch, walk me through the timeout that leads to the call to throw it to Rucci in the end zone.
Probably should have called a timeout when we were on the one to maybe to get a better situation, not to lose the 2 yards, you know, and then so we call a timeout knowing that you're in, you know, overtime situation possibly to kick a field goal, but you don't want to put in that situation. So I'm not saying I knew exactly what the play call was. I'm glad I didn't know what the play call was, because I'm not sure I would have loved it, but I knew something was up, and you know, I mean, again, you had an opportunity to make a play and put it in Braylon's hands or Braden's hands. I don't know about putting it in Rucci's hands, but we did, and he made the play.
Well, I will say this. It's a hell of a catch. When you're going to look back at it, you're going to say, and that's a lineman making a hell of a catch.
I'm not sure if it wasn't in the air for about 8 to 9 seconds, because I saw the thing go up, and I don't know how long it took to come down. And it, good thing he's 6'7", because he needed all the 6'7" to come down with that.
Coach, that's a fun win. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm going to have to – my buddy's got 14 catches and 14 touchdowns, so I'm going to have to give him a little shout-out and say this guy's got one catch and one touchdown. So I know my boy Vrabel from college, he did that quite a bit, so I'm going to have to say that one was for him.
All right. Luke, thank you. Congratulations. Back up to you, Matt.
Thanks, guys. We were talking about that during a commercial break. Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the Tennessee Titans, caught a few of those in his playing days with New England. You're going to have a lot of fun with this on Wednesday night.
We will, and I just love how honest Coach Fickell was there, because it's not knowing, and sometimes ignorance is bliss when it comes to, I didn't know what was happening. But that, again, man, it's such a fun way to finish this football game, and you want to give every player an opportunity to do it. But I really like when he went back to talking about giving his horses the ball and that – play the third and 10, which is going to get overlooked. It's going to get forgotten because of the throw to Skyler, and then obviously the touchdown, the thick six to Nolan. But that's what this is about, and what a fun way to get it and really galvanize this season, because as we saw at halftime, things looked bleak. And when you can come out of that, man, it can really be a spurring movement for the rest of the season.
The old thick six.
Vic Six was alive and well tonight, and I don't think he's going to get to 14 like Vrabes, but I don't think he'll ever forget this one, and this one is going to be pretty special for the Rucci family.
Hayden Rucci, by the way, one catch for 7 yards in this game. Little brother, one catch for 3. And
yeah, Nolan, probably from a pass-catching standpoint, is never going to be able to say a ton, but he'll definitely, if they're sitting together on the plane tonight, Nolan is going to be getting all the flowers when it comes to how tonight played out.
All right, Braylon Allen, 29 carries, 145 yards and a touchdown. Braden Locke, 21 for 41 for 240. And I got 9 different dudes catching passes from Braden here tonight. Luke Altmaier, 13 of 21 through the air, a couple of touchdowns, 19 carries for 100 yards. Caden Fagan, 24 carries for 97. So that's part of what Luke Fickell's talking about. They know they've still got to be better, but they were good enough today.
Yeah, and I think if you ask Brett Bielema before the game, if those stat lines with the turnovers and everything came into play, he'd have taken that all day. Mm-hmm. And Wisconsin, that's what's so beautiful about football. You have to continue to fight through and play it. And they were able to make enough plays in that fourth quarter to find a way to get a win.
All right, that'll do it for us here in the booth. Wisconsin 25, Illinois 21. For Mark Tauscher, Patrick Herb, Mike Heller, Dave McCann here at Memorial Stadium, Aisha Jackson back at our studio. Again, your final, Wisconsin 25, Illinois 21. Much more to come as we send it off to Billy Schmidt and Tim Scott as the Wisconsin Ford postgame show continues. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Back to the postgame show, brought to you by your local Wisconsin and Ford at UP Ford Dealers. Tim Scott and Bill Schmidt, this is going to be fun.
No kidding. How about it? There was a potential for misery business here, and instead we're in the celebration business after that one. What a comeback.
I think the only ones that were optimistic today were two people, at least the people we were around, which was only three of us, is you and me.
Yeah.
Because you said at the beginning of the fourth quarter, you're like, I can smell a comeback
here. I think they're going to win this game.
That's what the exact line was. I think they're going to win this game. And then I dropped on Twitter, or X, about how about winning ugly?
Works out either way.
Yeah.
Man, you put a W in the
column. Are we gloating here, Billy, just a little bit?
Just a little bit. But after what we went through last week watching 15-6, goodness gracious, you need games like that in a transition period to build momentum. And what momentum for Luke Fickell and his staff after the week that was putting the Iowa game to bed. You can't dwell on it anymore. It's already goodbye. And if you continue to think about that, it just interferes with your chances to be successful down the road. And what a chaotic 20 minutes in the Big Ten West as the Badgers are finishing in Champaign and chaos in Iowa City moves the red and white right to the top of that Big Ten West again.
It was a crazy day in college football. If you want to tag in with us, you can at 414-799-1973. That is the text line. He's at Billy Schmidt, Bill Schmidt Radio. On Twitter, I'm at Badger Postgame as well. I walked into our studio here, and the talking text line runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
365, baby.
And unknown in the 715. Good thing he didn't put his name on this one. This is a clown show. I'm really sick and tired of handing the ball to Braden Allen out of the shotgun. What a joke. Another one chimes in. The Badgers are terrible. I know it's only the seventh game, but the OC and DC has to go. Here's another one from the 920. Hope Mike didn't put any money on the Badgers. Hard to win when you kick field goals and can't stop the run of the Illinois quarterback. Here's another one from our friend Eddie from Stalos. So much for the air raid offense, laugh out loud. And then about 35 minutes later, Eddie adds this. I retract my original statement.
Oh, continue on, though. The one that didn't want Mike to put any money down. Whoops. I hope Mike bet the house. Looks like Bucky might have a keeper at quarterback. And what a difference a week makes of practice and confidence for that quarterback. Man, Braden Locke, boss, just came into his own in that fourth quarter and showed you why two different institutions were all jumping at the opportunity to give him a scholarship and give him the keys to their car.
That throw on that final scoring drive where he dropped it in the bucket, and you've seen that that practice 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. But to throw it, Skylar Bell to get under it after that key drop a few plays before, set him up, and then to have the stones to call the Rucci play, the tackle eligible play in that situation.
Wow.
Coach Fick can go, yeah, I didn't know, whatever. The coach is never going to admit to it.
Sure.
But the point being, and the is that to pull it off in that situation and to execute it as well as they did, the one thing you have to remember about this Wisconsin program right now is that actually two things. One, and you get sick of us talking about this, it's going through transition.
Mm-hmm.
But what did Luke say at the beginning of this? What was his goal for this team?
For them to finish better.
To finish better.
Mm-hmm.
In the fourth quarter, find a way to finish. Because this, he thought, was the major flaw with this group. They don't know how to finish.
I think it was 1-4, 1-3, 1-4. He kept citing in one-score fourth quarter games a year ago. And this game against this team that you just played here tonight,
mm-hmm.
Tim, wasn't a fourth quarter game a year ago.
No,
I mean, it was blowout city in the fourth quarter, and for it to then become a fourth quarter game, I mean, you score 18 unanswered points. Holy Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers against the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, this is what it felt like, didn't it?
You have a coming out party for Braden Locke late in the game, but you talk about the throw to Skylar Bell, which is fantastic. He puts one in the only place that Shimray DK could make a play on it and run it in for six, but it goes in and out of the hands of your senior wide receiver, and it doesn't matter. There's no flinch. After getting his head knocked off by number four, who's then disqualified for the targeting penalty a drive earlier, I mean, those are back-to-back scoring drives where you could have packed it in a couple of different times, Tim. And it wasn't all pretty for Braden Locke. Can't sugarcoat that. First half did happen. It's why you were in a 21-7 hole. But the ability to close and the confidence that they showed throughout that entire fourth quarter, even kicking a field goal.
I know.
Inside that fourth quarter to say, I know we're going to get the ball back. There only might be two more possessions in this game, but we can kick this field goal. Because ultimately, we're going to need 17 to win, not just 14 to tie.
Well, and after they get the touchdown to bring it closer, they have to go for the two-point conversion.
Yeah.
And they can't, yep. and they complete that as well. I mean, so now you feel the momentum shift, and the defense kind of fed off that a little bit. Here's the thing. You're, what are we now, seven games into the season, right?
Seven games in, yep.
Seven games in. You know who you are, right? So for those who lament on social media and are talking text line about they've got to change this and they got to change that, listen, the penalties were all over the place tonight. Look at the first half. I think every drive, or at least it felt like every drive the Wisconsin Badgers had some type of flag associated with it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Missed tackles on key third down possessions kept Illinois alive. I think at one point we talked about if they kick field goals instead of touchdowns, it's an 8-point swing here.
Mm-hmm.
It's something we've seen every week with this group. The only thing we didn't see with this group, which we didn't see last week, was they didn't finish.
No.
And today they did.
They did. And it's you got this one from Alan St. Francis, and he gets a talking text line with, I'm not sure we should be this excited about barely beating Illinois, but I'm feeling really good right now.
Oh, yes, you should.
And I love this freshman quarterback. I mean, just feel that excitement mm-hmm. because all that has gone on for the last 2 years, last season and a half, you can enjoy these wins, right? Because that's why, at the end of the day, Tim, you watch the Cardinal and White. Whether there's grand belief and dreams and aspirations of representing the Big Ten in the college football playoff, or you need to see another Heisman Trophy winner in your future, what you got to see and what you want to see is the team get better and start building in a little bit of momentum into this new wave and the new era of Wisconsin Badgers football. I'll give you another one. We've given Phil Longo a lot of credit, and this one is deservedly so. Mike Tressel stepped up in that second half as well.
Did.
And I thought tried to make a couple of different adjustments to limit the Illinois rushing attack out of the quarterback in the third down to be able to keep the young man in the pocket, flipped his zone. It was one of the only things the television broadcast said well tonight, was changing up from what you did to confuse Altiler and give yourself the stop you needed to make the game a chance and have it still be a three-point game there.
I mean, listen, we all felt that this game outside of Billy was probably over when it was 21-7 based upon what this team has done this season. But you know what? They found a way. And at the end, I ask you this question as we go to break. Were you entertained?
Oh, goodness.
Were
gracious.
You entertained?
Are you not entertained?
You had to be entertained tonight, right? Flaws and all. If you want to talk about that's fine. But I was entertained tonight.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And for
so.
Me, I got my money's worth. I saw my team rally back. Ask the Minnesota fans tonight. Were they entertained? Well, maybe for 3.5 quarters they weren't. But yet, they were entertained tonight.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And that's the crazy thing about it. In about a 20-minute span, the whole outlook from our perspective of the Big Ten West and Badger football changed.
Yes, Big Ten West, absolutely. Badger football, conversation definitely changed because you're sitting here at a 4-3 team, losing two straight to Iowa and Illinois.
Yeah.
Having Ohio State come into your building next week. Tim, we're talking, you know, bowl streak. Are we going to make sure that we get these extra two wins? Instead, you're saying, I mean, Ohio State only put up 20 points. Yeah, you got to score 30. Listen, I'm not anticipating. I'm going in next week with no expectations other than continue to try to get better and live in the moment of this win, because games like this are special. There's a reason why Wisconsin hasn't come back from 14 down in the fourth quarter ever. Right? Like, think about what this program is, being able to throw the football down the field,
yep,
try and stretch with this offense. One of the reasons why you implement this offense is to be able to come back from deficits like this, even though you're not the only one. If you were sitting on your couch saying, all right, this 14 points feels like it's a 40-point deficit here, well, going into that fourth quarter.
It's interesting, and when you watch that fourth quarter unfold and when the Badgers made that comeback, for those who want to, you know, talk about the air raid offense, and Phil Longo has said time and time again, it's a term. It's a term.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody seems to have a different answer to it. What is the air raid offense? What he says is that we have to use the parts we have. That is our base, but we'll add, we'll subtract based upon need. And I thought there was a real key play in that 10-play, 82-yard drive where the Badgers got the touchdown pass from Locke to Pauling and then the two-point conversion to Nowakowski, which made it 21-18. But there's a 3rd-and-6 at the 43-yard line. And everybody thought they're going to pass on 3rd-and-6. He handed it off to Braylon. Braylon goes for 12, Billy.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a really key look because caught the defense off balance.
Yeah, and Braylon deserves a lot of credit. He ran angry tonight for pretty much every time he touched the football. And he's a massive reason as to why they were able to come back, keeping him off balance. 145 yards for the young man and almost 30 carries. That's going to be kind of the recipe. I mean, even though you're going to try to throw the ball and you threw it a little bit more than you ran it here tonight, they're still going to do it on the ground. And being able to keep them honest and keep that pass rush honest, because it was pretty solid for Illinois here tonight.
It was, but the bottom line is this. The Badgers overcome their biggest fourth quarter deficit, I believe 14 points, since 2018. I think
wow.
That's the stat we saw on television tonight. The Badgers, when they scored their first touchdown, had been their first touchdown in 100-plus minutes, right?
Over 100 minutes.
Yeah.
100 minutes.
Yeah.
Holy New York Giants.
Yeah.
And it also avoided potentially being shut out, Tim, for back-to-back first halves.
I know.
And just a little bit of momentum, just a little bit of a change. And then, I mean, Luke Fickell talked about it when he answered Mike's first question. Just the callback to go to an SMU game last year where the wind was a massive factor and they made a big comeback on us late. I knew that it was going to be a part of the game. It was going to be a factor. It was a massive factor. Mike asked me at halftime what I would do, and I said, try to take the ball in the fourth. Try to take the wind at your back in the fourth quarter, because the last thing you want to do is limit yourself on an opportunity to even kick a potential game-winning field goal, let alone let Braden Locke sling it right through that breeze.
From someone who's done a lot of these postgame shows, as this game unfolded tonight and the final gun sounded, I flash back to a postgame show I did many years ago in Minneapolis. It's one of the bigger comebacks in Badger history where the game is essentially over. All Minnesota has to do is execute a punt.
Uh-oh.
And Jonathan Casillas blocks a punt, and it's recovered in the end zone. And we had prepared an entire postgame show to explain away the loss, much like you and I were working on today. And the Badgers came back that day, and they won, as you know. And today they came back and won. And for me, and I know for you too, speaking for both of us, we're so proud of these group of kids.
Yeah.
Because they've been through so much that began last season, and it was just hammered on them how poor they were in the fourth quarter, and they did not finish. And you could see the emotion on Luke. You could see the emotion on Fickell. You could see, or on Longo.
Mm-hmm.
You could see the emotion from Rucci on the sidelines that after he caught that pass. It felt like this burden had lifted from them, and now no one's giving them a chance next week.
No.
Nobody's giving them a chance next week against Ohio State. So you know what, fellas? Just go out and play.
Go out and play. Have some fun. I'll be proud for everybody, but I'm going to be proud for the big boys. Come on. Are you kidding me? A walk-off touchdown by a 300-pounder?
The best
part? God bless football.
I showed you the picture on Twitter that the football program tweeted out. And the dude has knee braces on.
Knee braces and two jerseys.
Knee braces and two jerseys, yes.
Because
which made it even better.
Even better. You got to slide him into a 93 jersey, so it's a little bit less suspecting.
Right.
Otherwise.